Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get rid of the Republicans. The time has come. You know, they are done. They are done. It is time for a third party to rise up.
They're putting their hashtag on going on there and showing how we're making a change on social justice and all this. Look, this has got to stop. And it seems so phony to me.
So obviously that has nothing to do with Islam, right, Jimmy?
No, not at all.
Obviously.
Not at all. It doesn't make any sense to me how that's tied together. It
has nothing to do with the people, Islamic people, at all. Whew, that was a close one. That was close. I was almost on the bandwagon of just saying, hey, I hate all Muslims. But nope, it has nothing to do with it. We need justice for Fat Fleck. We need to get to the bottom of who decided to cast Ben Affleck as Batman. We need congressional hearings, I think, because this is a crime against humanity. It's kind of sort of refreshing to actually have some racism involved here. It's kind of refreshing, you know?
Stuff things, words.
Damn, dogs. Oh, God, I hate them. Oh, man.
You are listening to Arms His Way with Ryan Hobbs.
All right, hello, and welcome, everybody, to episode 73 of Arms His Way. With me, I am, of course, your humble drunkard from afar. My name is Ryan Arms. This is Arms' Way. Highways. Limp Bizkit joke here. All that. There's lots to discuss tonight. I'm going to break a promise I made a couple of weeks ago. Because, I mean, at least I lasted this long. Be thankful for that. Plus, I've got a huge announcement to make, so just stick around for that, 760-539-3247, or you can click on the Skype button at the top of the page. All sorts of awesomeness going on tonight, for the most part. But first and foremost, history was made this past Tuesday. The conclusion of Super Tuesday 5, I guess they called it. Yep, we're talking politics. The thing I promised I would never talk about before, or, you know, never talk about anymore, we're talking about. There's, I see number one. Number one, it needs to be stated, just for the historic moment that it is, finally, for the first time in the history of this great country, America and all that, a woman has been nominated, some would say coronated, to be a major party leader. A major party presidential candidate. Hell. During the last election cycle, Roseanne Barr was, running for president under some party, but not a major party. Roseanne Barr, major party, I don't think that those two things go together like at all. Roseanne Barr, major party, and I'm not just talking political party, those two things never go together. It is historic. It is something worth noting. I watched the last few minutes of Hillary Clinton speech. Here's a little taste of what Hillary dear Hillary had to say during her speech on Tuesday night.
Excuse me. Too much to say.
There from Hillary Rodham Clinton. It is worth note, legitimately, that this is a historic moment, a historic landmark in American society. It's not one particularly, no matter what I say, I'm just going to be misogynistic, so it's not particularly groundbreaking, I don't think, because of everything that I've talked about here on the Drunken Radio Network over the last 3 years. By the way, that's something that I didn't even mention a couple of weeks ago. I believe it was the show that I came back. Apocalyptic, just 2 episodes ago. Would have been our 3rd year anniversary here on the Drunken Radio Network. It was. The 3rd anniversary of the Drunken Radio Network. A few months before would be the beginning of me doing radio shows again, stuff and things like that. But still, just thought I'd pat myself on the back there. Awesomeness. 7 things. Hillary is officially, pretty much officially, the Democratic nominee for President of the United States, and it is legitimately historic. Yeah. And all these people are officially endorsing Clinton, from the president himself to just Elizabeth Warren. Now I just saw broke news from the Blaze, anyways. However, stuff, things, words, awesomeness. Yeah, it's pretty much official. It has been even before the Super Tuesday results came in. The AP reported that Hillary had enough delegates to clinch the nomination, whatever. I don't know if clinching is something that's done in the political process. Like, probably. I think I'm confusing it with the NFL, playoffs. I don't know.
But yeah, history.
Awesome. Good for you, Hillary. Whatever.
But in related political news, well, no, I don't want to go to that yet. I see, the thing is, I just got done, literally like a half hour before the show started, I just got done watching the movie, 13 hours, right? 13 hours, the Secret Heroes of Benghazi, whatever it's called. Here, 13, just because I don't want to screw that up. Hours, IMDb. Anyways, 13 Hours of Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. There we go, I was close. Yes, typing and stuff. I just got done watching 13 Hours, right? Oh, man, how the hell did I not pick up that clip? Hours is, of course, the story of the assault on Benghazi. The story of the assault on Benghazi. The four Americans that died there. All of that. And it's easily one of the best Michael Bay movies ever. But that's not saying much. I mean, before that, I would say probably the best Michael Bay movie. I haven't seen The Rock, which I believe was his. I haven't seen The Rock, but nor the Bad Boy movies, Bad Boys. I didn't see those either. Sorry, I need to be a lot more drunk. So I just need to take a drink there. Anyways, best Michael Bay movie. Probably still is Pain and Gain. Pain and Gain, you know, the one that stars The Rock, but isn't the movie The Rock. The Rock and Mark Wahlberg. And this one's probably a close second, at least for me. God, I'm going on and on about what Michael Bay movies are the best. And who cares? It's Michael Bay. Movies suck. But 13 Hours is pretty damn good. I almost wanted to agree with one of Mr. Trump's sons, I believe it was Eric, who said it should be a required watch if you're going to vote this election. I almost agree with that, except for, you know, that's a little bit unconstitutional. Wah, wah. But, yeah, tough things, words, everything, and at all. To watch what happened, at least as it's portrayed, it is damn near a miracle that more American lives weren't lost that day. With no support, from anyone in the military. Damn near. It's just a miracle that more people weren't killed. With, again, at least how it's portrayed in the movie. And then, of course, this here exists.
We were misled that there was supposedly protest, and then something sprang out of that, an assault sprang out of that. And that was easily ascertained that was not the fact.
But
and the American
know,
people could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
The movie isn't at all political. Politics, the U.S. government is barely mentioned at all. The main bad guy, if you will, is a CIA operative. CIA director, I believe. Who was awarded medals and such. He's the one that gives the stand down order. Tyrone Woods, one of the four people that were lost. He is essentially, aside from the Al Sharia, the terrorists in the movie. I would suppose that he's portrayed by the guy that played Gale in Breaking Bad. He's been in a few other things. I believe The Office. No, that's the star of the movie. I don't know. But yeah, he was Gale in Breaking Bad. Another surprise, like, cast member was Pornstache from Orange is the New Black. That was kind of out of left field. But he was absolutely fantastic, I thought. Tyrone Woods, the actor that portrayed him, was absolutely fantastic. Top to bottom, the movie is great. The only thing that kind of is a bit cringeworthy is that Michael Bay literally rips off Michael Bay and does the whole Pearl Harbor bomb dropping shot again. It's kind of stupid. That's neither here nor there. For months, the administration's story was from Hillary Clinton's own mouth, according to, I believe it's Tyrone Woods' mother. Hillary Clinton told her, "Don't worry, we will get the man that created this YouTube video." Because, of course, at the time, the story was, you know, this was just a protest about a YouTube video that no one, before they started mentioning, before the media, the propaganda wing of the administration started mentioning that there's all these protests over a video. Up until that point, no one had watched it. I believe the video was called "The Innocence of Muslims" or something to that effect. I saw it at the time. I don't believe it's still available, but who knows? Could still be on YouTube. It was almost so bad it's good, but it was just so bad that it was bad and laughable. I watched it, you know, or at least most of it. I don't know if I actually made it through the whole thing. And it's so bad. I was like, the dubbing in the movie is literally just, "You know who Muhammad was? He was a rapist. And we love him." You know, it was literally that bad. There was some overdubbing that was just ridiculous and dumb. But, you know, this is dealing with a Well, whatever. I won't even go there.
Mohammed.
Let's see. How would it go? Something along the lines. Muhammad is our prophet, and he is the greatest rapist of all time. Yes. Whatever. Dumb, obviously. But well within the First Amendment rights under the Constitution. This guy that made the video is now in prison over, I guess, tax evasion or something along those lines. But either way, Hillary Clinton told Tyrone Woods' mother, again, I believe it's Tyrone Woods, could have been Glenn Doherty's mother, that don't worry, she reassured her, don't worry, we'll get the man that made this video. And of course, it had nothing to do with the video. Then you go into the whole controversy, Hillary Clinton's emails. She had her own private server, and she deleted some 60,000, I believe, 30,000 emails before turning them all over to the oversight committee that's investigating Benghazi. Now you got the Hillary Clinton email scandal. And she is your Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Yeah, plus all the Whitewater stuff. And, you know, she was silencing rape victims, potential rape victims that her husband, the President of the United States, may or may not have committed. Yeah, good going, Democrats. But, I mean, so Democrats. How does it feel? I know of quite a few Bernie Sanders supporters. Hell, there are quite a few Bernie Sanders supporters in my immediate family. Well, I guess not quite a few, but how does it feel, Democrats, to have the worst possible candidate representing you this November? Because that's what us right-wingers, Republicans, have been facing for the last, you know, month or so. And don't worry, I'll be talking about all of that nonsense coming up here in just a moment. It's just absolute craziness. Both sides of the aisle, you've got corrupt fat cats, honestly, running for President of the United States. Remember the phrase hillionaire? It was during the beginning of this campaign cycle, man. Hillionaire. Hillary literally said, when Bill and I left office, we were broke. Even though it's pretty much factual that they were millionaires after Bill left the office of presidency. We were flat and broke. Yeah, we only had $1 million homes. And then the phrase hillionaire existed for a little while, but, you know. Such is the propaganda wing of the Democratic Party, which is all of the mainstream media, aside from one. One major exception there. And the one major exception will be, you know, I'll be discussing a little aspect of it here in just a moment. Plus, still to come tonight, I will be making a huge announcement. A pretty damn huge announcement. It's it's fantastic, but also very shitty at the same time. So stick around for that. Plus, what else? What else is going on tonight? We're going to be talking about some SJW outrage, some nerd outrage, and all sorts of awesomeness. The number to call if you've got thoughts on anything that I've talked about tonight is, of course, 760-539-3247, or you can click on that Skype button at the top of the page. More Harm's His Way. It's coming at you just after, you know, all of this. Stick around.
From Amazon, number 1,772,434th best-selling author, comes his long-awaited, unabashed sequel. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2, More Drunken Ramblings You Won't Read.
And the butchery begins.
With a brilliantly written foreword by Travis Bevan that is worth the price of purchase alone.
Now I have something I can work with.
For only $3.99, get the sequel to The Drunken Diaries. The Drunken Diaries Volume 2, More Drunken Ramblings You Won't Read. Get it on your Kindle device today.
Yeah, bitch!
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Hot Stock Tip Giver-Outer.
Mr. Hot Stock Tip Giver-Outer.
Why go to professional analysts when we can get inside information from your brother-in-law's sister's fourth cousin's stepfather?
On your mother's side.
Sure, you may know absolutely nothing, but we know even less.
Big, big, big old dummy.
Your motto, buy low, sell low. Get other people to buy low and sell low.
Keep hope alive.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Titan of the Tip. Although you're always wrong, you'll always be our Mr. Right.
Mr. Hot Stock Tip Giver Outer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm the world's worst cleaning lady. Cleanliness was supposed to be my middle name, but then my parents settled on Janet. Now, I'm here in your home having a pretty spectacular Tuesday.
But I don't notice the loose rug at the top of your stairs.
And that's about to become an issue for me.
If you've got the wrong home insurance coverage, my medical bills could get expensive. So get Allstate. Rage is help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Good hands, good home. Make sure you have the right home protection. Talk to an Allstate agent.
Things are better. The world is better.
Just because there's not a war doesn't mean there's peace. He's coming.
Some call him Apocalypse.
He was some kind of god. For thousands of years, he's been amassing mutants to take their powers. He always had four followers.
Like the four horsemen.
Eric, don't join them.
Whatever it is you think you saw in me, I buried it with my family.
Together, we will cleanse the earth.
Everything they built will fall! And from the ashes of their woes, we'll build a better one!
I've never felt power like this before.
They took him. Raven, the world needs the X-Men.
I'm not a hero.
Students look up to you.
If I'm going to teach your kids something, I'm going to teach them how to fight. Follow me.
Kill her.
I'm not afraid of him. Magneto, he's my father.
What?
Him and my mom, they did.
No, I know.
Not all of us can control our powers.
Then don't.
Apocalypse means to destroy this world. all of us
against a god and the most powerful beings on earth.
Forget everything you think you know. None of that matters. You're not students anymore.
We'll take everything from them.
You're X-Men.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Push-Up Bra Inventor.
Mr. Push-Up Bra Inventor.
Never before has one man done so much with so little.
Lifting them higher.
From mosquito bites, pimples, and pancakes to melons, mountains, and Major League Yabos. An engineering feat so brilliant, it can only be described as va-va-va-voom.
Va-va-voom.
Thanks to you, even a 90-year-old grandmother can go from A to double D in a single bound.
What's your number, Granny?
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O hoister of the hooter, because when it comes to the bust, you're the best.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back, everybody. 760-539-3247. Or you can click on the Skype button at the top of the page. If you've got thoughts, comments, or concerns about anything that I've been talking about tonight. But number one, let's go to, you know, since I mentioned the whole historic moment, Hillary Clinton president, wow, awesome. From one historic moment of, to an even bigger historic moment of just I should be well aware at this point, if you've been a long-time listener to the Drunken Radio Network, I consider myself to be a diehard libertarian. I voted both times, in both previous elections, for the Republican nominee. Mostly because I believe without economic freedom first, there cannot be social freedom. And, there's absolutely no freedom here in either of these choices. From Hillary Rodham Clinton, you know, the what difference does it make person, the corrupt email deleter, the rape denier, female, the awesome person, Hillary Clinton, female defender, I guess that's what I was looking for. Female defending rape denier. To pretty much one of the worst human beings on earth, if Alex Jones didn't exist. A man whose name is so horrific, it has been banned since the beginning of this year to be uttered on the Drunken Radio Network. And if you are to say his name, you owe me a chug drink. And same for me. If I were to say his name, I would have to chug a drink myself. That man, of course, is Mr. Drunk. Thank you. Oh, God, what the hell's his name? John Oliver. Thank you, John Oliver, for giving me that out there. Mr. Drunk has been pretty much, he's pretty much been Mr. Drunk. He's been exactly who everyone knew he was. throughout this whole campaign cycle, everyone basically knew that this is who Mr. Drumpf was. That was close. I almost said his name. But this week, he's gone on record as saying this judge that is in charge, you know, who's the judge heading up this suing of, that's not totally, that's not the correct word. He's not prosecuting because he's a judge, damn it. God, criminal justice stuff. I know this, U.S. law stuff. I don't know. The judge that's overseeing the Trump University scam. Mr. Drumpf. Ah, shit. I said his name. God damn it. Well, I know. I'll take a drink here. Just a minute. The judge that is overseeing this university scam under Mr. Drumpf's name. God damn it, man. Oh, man, that's funny. I don't have any of the sound clips play, you know, the drum roll or anything. Yeah, damn it. I don't know what I could do. But anyways, I guess I'll just chug the drink here in a minute. The judge that is overseeing the case over the university, stuff and things and words. Mr. Drumpf essentially has said that he is unqualified to be, you know, the judge in this case because he's Mexican, which, you know, he was born in Indiana. He's a full-blooded American, totally. I believe even under the most scrutinous of Mr. Drumpf's beloved, you gotta be born in America to be an American president. I believe, I don't know that this for sure, but even the whole, your parents have gotta be an American, be born in America before you can run for president too. I believe this judge qualifies for that as well. Please, don't quote me on it. Either way, the question is whether or not Mr. Drumpf's judge person is qualified to, or is allowed, qualified, whatever, to look over this, to oversee this case unbiasedly because he's got some Latino heritage. Mr. Drumpf feels that no, he cannot. And essentially, this is, I've been looking for a while. I cannot find the direct quote that Mr. Drumpf said. But this is him going back and forth and quite frequently interrupting Jake Tapper, who is one of the most unbiased and just best journalists in news media, honestly, Jake Tapper. He's one of the most fair journalists. He questions, you know, the left just as hard as he questions the right. And Jake Tapper and Mr. Drumpf, they had this back and forth over this whole debacle. While this plays, I will chug my drink, take my penance. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me do so. Here we go.
Plaintiff. So we say, let's dismiss the case. That's okay. Let's dismiss the case. And he said, no, I won't dismiss the case, and she doesn't have to be the plaintiff. Let me tell you. I'll tell you what it has to do. I have had ruling after ruling after ruling that's been bad rulings, okay? I've been treated very unfairly. Before him, we had another judge. If that judge was still there, this case would have been over 2 years ago. Let me just tell you. I have had horrible rulings. I've been treated very unfairly by this judge. Now, this judge is of Mexican heritage. I'm building a wall, okay? I'm building a wall. I am going to do very well with the Hispanics, the Mexicans.
So no Mexican judge could ever be involved in a case that involves you?
He's a member of a society where, you know, very pro-Mexico, and that's fine. It's all fine.
But except I think, that you're calling into question his heritage.
I think he should recuse himself.
Because he's
then
Latino.
You also say, does he know the lawyer on the other side? I mean, does he know the lawyer? You know, a lot of people say
but I'm not
yes,
talking
I don't know.
About that. I'm talking about
that's
like,
another. That's another problem.
But you're invoking his race when talking about whether or not he can do his job.
Jack, I'm building a wall. Okay. I'm building a wall. I'm trying to keep business out of Mexico. Mexico's fine. There's nothing...
But he's American. He's an American.
He's of Mexican heritage, and he's very proud of it, as I am where I come
but
from.
But he's
my
an
parents.
American. You keep talking about...
Jake.
It's a conflict
Jake,
of interest because of Mexico.
Are you ready? I have a case that should have been dismissed already. I have thousands of people saying Trump University is fantastic, okay? I have a case that should have been dismissed. I have a judge that never, ever gives a... Now we lose... The plaintiff. He lets the plaintiff of the case out. So why isn't he canceling the case? So we thought we won the case.
So you disagree with his rulings.
I
understand that. But
I've had lawyers come up to me say, you are being treated so unfairly. It's unbelievable.
Isn't,
you know, the plaintiffs and the case have all said wonderful things about the school. And they're suing. You know why they're suing? Because they want to get their money back.
I don't really want to litigate the case
you have to.
Of Trump University.
Because if he was giving me fair rulings, I wouldn't say that. Jake, if you were giving me fair rulings... I wouldn't be talking to you this way. He's giving me horrible
but
rulings.
I don't care if you criticize him. That's fine. You can criticize every decision. What I'm saying is, if you invoke his race as a reason why he can't do his job...
I think that's why he's doing it.
But
I think that's why he's doing it.
When Hillary Clinton says it's a racist
Hillary
attack...
Hillary Clinton is a stiff. If Hillary Clinton
Paul Ryan today. Paul Ryan today said he didn't care for the way that you were attacking this judge.
That's enough of that. Hopefully I don't throw up. Jug drink isn't sitting well with me. Here's a little taste of, they just mentioned him, Paul Ryan, what he had to say.
I disavow these requirements. I regret those comments that he made. I don't think claiming a person can't do their job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment. I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable. But do I believe that Hillary Clinton is the answer? No, I do not. Do I believe that Hillary Clinton is going to be the answer to solving these problems? I do not. I believe that we have more common ground on the policy issues of the day, and we have more likelihood of getting our policies enacted with him than we do with her. But I do absolutely disavow those comments. I think they're wrong. I don't think they're right-headed. And the thinking behind it is something I don't even personally relate to. But at the end of the day, this is about ideas. This is about moving our agenda forward, and that's why we're moving the way we're moving. Manny.
So, look, man. Here's a little tidbit. The judge apparently was an attorney for Morazzo. Pro-Mexican. Whatever they are. I don't know. I don't really care. The judge apparently was an attorney for that. Here's one little kicker, problem with that argument. Of course, Mr. Trump is claiming that, and apparently there is video of this plaintiff, a woman that is now suing. There's a video of her saying that she loved going to the university, she loved everything about it. Something along those lines. And that was submitted into evidence, and yet this judge refuses to throw out the case. And now, Mr. Trump believes that, he's, this judge can't be impartial due to his heritage, his Mexican, heritage. But one little kicker here. Because a lot of people that support Mr. Trump, and there's probably, at least more in my immediate family that do support Mr. Trump, for whatever reason. I guess the biggest reason is, of course, we can't let Hillary win. We can't do that.
I need to win so bad. I don't care if he elects a racist or whatever. He could be Adolf Hitler, I don't know. But we can't let Hillary win.
Anyways, somebody else that represented La Raza in the past is a pretty well-known Fox News. Personality, one Kimberly Guilfoyle. She is, of course, one of the co-anchors of that stupid show, The Five, with Eric Bolling, who's Trump. He's awesome. We love us some Trump. And she's kind of the same way herself, Ms. Guilfoyle. She also represented La Raza in the past. Huh. Yeah, she's one of the biggest Trump fitters on Fox. So for all of you people that support this totalitarian progressive, that whole argument that this judge is a member of La Raza, it kind of falls flat. It falls flat on its face immediately. Now look, man. Look. I've got no dog in this fight anymore. I'm not going to vote for either Hillary nor Mr. Trump. Most likely, I will write in Wiener Holder, Anthony Wiener, and Eric Holder in 2016. You can't say Wiener Holder without saying 2016. Because we all need a hand. We need Wiener Holder in 2016. Buy your t-shirts now. The link is in the, it's down there. It's somewhere right here on this page. Get your t-shirts. Because we need a hand, don't we? We need Wiener Holder 2016. Boom. That's more than likely that's the direction I'm going, because Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, has gone on record as saying the government should force, essentially, the government should force a Jewish bakery to make a cake with a swastika on it. That's his position. Okay. No, that is not a libertarian. He's no, Gary Johnson is horrible. I mean, he's not horrible. He's just bad. He's not good. Not good. Sorry, that's my impression of, what's his face? From Onage Pranks. Can't think of the character. Whatever. Something's worse. I'm just going to write in. Unless something major happens. There's a convention coming up. All sorts of Republicans. You just heard Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell. That's both, House of Representatives leaders denouncing what Mr. Trump has said. Newt Gingrich, even, who has been one of the biggest supporters of Mr. Trump, has been like, he was racist. I don't know. But the thing is, they're all doing this. You just heard it with Paul Ryan. Yes, what he said was racist, but I still support him. I'll still put my name on that. Because party over principles, over logic, over everything else, no matter what, nothing else matters except for the Republican Party, and beating Hillary Clinton. Yeah. You've got to be voting for something, not against something, man. This is just... The thing is, I'm trying to be as level-headed about this as I can be, because, again, I have no dog in this fight anymore. I have none. The thing is, this is the rise of Mr. Trump, and the most likely the presidency of Mr. Trump is the result of this administration, how Benghazi was totally everything that happened with that situation, with everything that I talked about in the last half hour of the show. It's also the fault of the Bushes, the fault of the Clintons, the fault of the political machine. Hence, now you've got Mr. Trump. The thing that made me vote for Mitt Romney, this is well documented. You can read about it in the Drunken Diaries, the first volume. Drunken Diaries on Amazon. Search for it. It's only $2.99. Sometimes it's free. Hell, I think if you're like a Amazon Prime member or something along those lines, you can get both books for free. I'm not positive. Whatever. Just search Drunken Diaries, Kindle, and blah. The thing that made me vote for Mitt Romney in 2012 was the Benghazi issue. Because I knew nothing would be resolved if the current president was still in place. This was a bungled up mess from the beginning. Most likely we were running guns two Libyan rebels who then used those guns against us and essentially killed our ambassador and four other Americans in Benghazi. Now, where am I even going? Mr. Trump is the result of an electorate that has been abused time and time again. We are angry. I am angry at the current political state. But the answer is not, hey, let's just give the keys to an authoritarian. That's awesome. Totalitarian government to the United States, that sounds like a good idea. No. And hell, man, you've got that on both sides of the aisle this time. Good job. Good job, you guys. We did it. We did it. We killed America. Good job. Now, apparently, there is an article. Not apparently, but there was an article released, I believe this morning, on the Huffington Post that is calling for the death of Mr. Trump. That's the Huffington Post, the website that the president once described as his go-to news source. He suggested it for all Americans that you go to the Huffington Post and read it. Because it's awesome and stuff and things. The Huffington Post said, you've got to kill Mr. Trump. We need violence. We need a violent insurrection in America. According to the Huffington Post. Maybe that story's been deleted. Whatever. I haven't checked. Violence on either side of the aisle is absolutely abhorrent, wrong, and horrible. But more than likely, in both conventions, we're going to be seeing some violent protests. Buckle up, America. It's going to get pretty damn bad. 760-539-3247. Let me know in the chat room if you've got thoughts, comments, concerns. Let me know what you want to say, what you want to talk about. Discuss with me. Just use the number to call in, of course, 760-539-3247 or the Skype button at the top of the page. More Harms His Way is coming at you just after all this. Hour number two, and I guess some funner stuff. Funner, that's not the word, but whatever. Some things that will be a bit more fun, but also quite infuriating. All sorts of things coming up here. 760 plus. Huge announcement. Drunken Radio Network. Awesomeness. But shittiness at the same time. Coming up here in just a little bit. 760-539-3247 or the Skype button. More Harms His Way begins just after all of this.
I'm bored.
Don't let this happen to you.
Get the Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. Available exclusively on Kindle. For only $2.99. Wait, only $2.99?
You're goddamn right.
That's the Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. On Kindle. Buy it today.
Budweiser presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
While lesser designers would shy away from putting 300-pound men in spandex, you embrace it.
Yes, you do.
Pushing fashion to its limits, literally, you pair tights with a cape, a leotard with a mask, leather boots with a thong.
Oh, looking good.
All understated ways of saying, I'm going to rip your head off and look fabulous doing it. So this bud's for you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Guy, because without you, a man crushing another man's head in his arms would just look silly.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
I'm your GPS. Turn right up ahead. You never update me, so now I just have to wing it.
All right, man, turn left up ahead.
Recalculating. Turn right now!
And your cut rate insurance may not pay for all this, so get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Recalculating.
Mayhem is everywhere, so get an Allstate agent. Are you in good hands?
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Golf Tournament Quiet Sign Holder Upper.
Mr. Golf Tournament Quiet Sign Holder Upper.
Boldly you patrol the line between order and anarchy, armed with only your wits, your resolve, and your tiny cardboard sign stapled to a stick.
Actually, I glued it on.
You protect professional golfers from what they fear most. Idle chit-chat 200 yards away.
Stop breathing so loud now.
Because you know there's one thing this spectator sport could really do without. Spectators.
Get them out.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Sultan of the Shush. We'll keep singing your praises as long as you keep telling us to shut up.
Mr. Golf, Cinnamon, Quiet, Sign, Older Road.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time to get rid of the Republicans. The time has come. You know, they are done. They are done. It is time for a third party to rise up.
They're putting their hashtag on going on there and showing how we're making a change on social justice and all this. Look, this has got to stop. And it seems so phony to me.
So obviously that has nothing to do with Islam, right, Jimmy?
No, not at all.
Obviously.
Not at all, dude. It doesn't make any sense to me how that's tied together.
It has nothing to do with the peaceful Islamic people at all. Whew, that was a close one. That was close. I was almost on the bandwagon of just saying, hey, I hate all Muslims. But nope, it has nothing to do with it. We need justice for Bat Fleck. We need to get to the bottom of who decided to cast Ben Affleck as Batman. We need congressional hearings, I think, because this is a crime against humanity. It's kind of sort of refreshing to actually have some racism involved here. It's kind of refreshing, you know? Stuff things, words. Damn, God, I hate him. Oh, man.
You are listening to Arms His Way with Ryan Hobbs.
All right. Welcome to hour number two of this. This is historic episode of Arms His Way with me. I am, of course, your humble drunkard from afar. My name is still Ryan Harms, and this is Harms His Way. My way or the highway, insert Limp Bizkit joke here. With all that political nonsense out of my system, let's go to some more kind of sort of related to politics. But some SJW, social justice warrior, outrage of the week. God, why? Why didn't I make that a segment on this show? Damn it. Social justice outrage of the week. This time we are pointing our fingers at X-Men Apocalypse. I played the clip there a little while ago. It's the trailer for X-Men Apocalypse, which, I mean, I know it's gotten lots of mixed reviews, probably because Disney paid off reviewers to trash a Fox Marvel movie. Tinfoil hat. X-Men Apocalypse has gotten mixed reviews. Personally, I think it is one of the best X-Men movies. It's probably number three for me, with X2 and Days of Future Past also in the mix there. Which, you know, I talked about at length about 2 weeks ago, I think, on the episode entitled Apocalyptic. But yeah, X-Men Apocalypse is causing all sorts of social justice outrage. Here once again is the trailer for said movie. The audio of it.
Things are better.
Obviously.
The world is better.
Just because there's not a war doesn't mean there's peace. He's coming.
Some call him Apocalypse.
He was some kind of god. For thousands of years, he's been amassing mutants to take their power. He always had four followers.
It's like the Four Horsemen.
Eric, don't join them.
Whatever it is you think you saw in me, I buried it with my family.
Together, we will cleanse the Earth.
Everything they built will fall! And from the ashes of their world, we'll build a better one!
I've never felt power like this before.
They took him.
Raven, the world needs the X-Men.
I'm not a hero.
Students look up to you.
If I'm going to teach your kids something, I'm going to teach them how to fight. Follow me!
Her.
I'm not afraid of him.
Magneto?
He's my father.
What?
Him and my mom, they did.
No, I know.
Not all of us can control our powers.
Then don't.
Apocalypse means to destroy this world.
All of us against a god. And the most powerful beings on Earth.
Forget everything you think you know. None of that matters.
You're not students anymore.
I'll take everything from them.
You're X-Men.
Man of Apocalypse. Everything's all apocalyptic. Again, I still stand by my statement. It is one of my favorite X-Men movies. One of my three favorite X-Men movies. Even though it's, you know, kind of getting the Batman v Superman treatment. Although, nowhere near as epic or as big. But whatever. X-Men Apocalypse is the social justice outrage of the week. Yeah, because apparently some billboard somewhere, I would imagine it had to have been in some larger city. I don't know where it originated from. But there was a billboard advertising the movie with Apocalypse, the villain, the blue villain in the movie, choking the life out of the blue female hero of the movie, Mystique. And according to Rose McGowan, whom I'll discuss a little bit more here in just a moment, but according to Rose McGowan, there was a story of a little girl talking to her dad as they drove past that billboard, and the little girl said, "Daddy, that billboard is promoting violence against women." And all of the people in the world just went, "That's people. That's people in the world, not this sheep that like to cloak themselves under the banner of social justice warrior." Their Twitter hashtag warriors at best. So the rest of the collective, you know, universal anthropomorphic beings on this planet just went, "Dear God, why? Why in the world are you doing this?" Rose McGowan is a actress whom a lot of people would describe as past her prime. I haven't looked into this any deeply other than that. Rose McGowan, however, was someone, you know, around 2010, 11, when the rumor was that Catwoman would be involved in the third installment of the Dark Knight trilogy, as it would be known. Rose McGowan was someone that I said, you know what, she would make a fantastic Catwoman. Just watch her performance in the movie Death Proof, which is pretty much considered by everyone as the worst Quentin Tarantino movie, and I have no idea why. The movie is awesome. Fantastic. But whatever. You know, whatever. Stuff things. It's the worst Quentin Tarantino movie for reasons. Shut up. I mean, Grindhouse probably, if you went to see it in theaters, probably wasn't a good time. For whatever reason, because, you know, it's too long. Oh, my God, the lights is horrible. I spent $20,000 on this movie ticket because I live in New York City or L.A. or whatever, and it's so long. I just wanted to be there for 5 minutes. Whatever. I just ranted about this, I believe, last week. Again. But no, Rose McGowan, she was fine for her time, but obviously now she's a moron. Now this billboard, it brought back memories of my childhoodish, my tween years, when I believe the year was 1999. The WWF, as it was known at the time, released a set of action figures called SummerSlam 99, if I'm not mistaken. One action figure included a female head. And I guess Mothers Against Drunk Driving or something, Mothers Against Violence or some group was like, this action figure promotes violence against women. Because it includes a female head along with this wrestler. The wrestler, of course, was Al Snow. Al Snow, whom had gotten himself over, as it's known in the industry, has become somewhat popular in wrestling due to the fact that he carried a mannequin head with him, and, you know, he's hearing voices from this mannequin head. It's a female mannequin head. And written on the head backwards is the words, help me. The same as on his own forehead, help me. Walmart immediately took the figure off the shelves. And yeah. This just rings so much true of that. It's so moronic. And yet this is something at the time everyone thought, oh my God, this is stupid. Well, no, not everyone, because at the time wrestling was just this big bad evil in the world, so everyone was against wrestling at the time, but I don't know, man. This is just the same damn thing. If that story that Rose McGowan put out there was legitimate, some little girl, 9 or 8 year old little girl, asked her dad, why are they promoting violence against women? Which, I mean, what 8 year old would ever use those terms? The dad had to say, because that man is evil. End of discussion. That man in that billboard is evil, and you want to see her kick his ass. End of discussion. Right? I mean, come on, this is common sense. It's common sense. But no, Fox immediately caved. Oh my God, we're sorry. We're so sorry. We love women. That's why we support the Ghostbusters movie so much. We love women and all things mammary and vaginal. We love it all. We love it to death. Just whatever. But now from SJW outrage to nerd outrage. This is kind of an old story at this point, but whatever. It's the first time that I'm mentioning it. And this is Harms' Way. It's my way or the highway. This time I'm going to let it all go now. This time I'm going to stand up and shout because it's my way. It's my way or the highway. And I just did to radio what Limp Bizkit did to music in the late 1990s. Anyway, Limp Bizkit jokes. Hail Hydra. Hail effing Hydra. Basically, the Russo swerve of the century. Now look, I don't read Marvel Comics. I have no interest in them, for the most part. I mean, I've read, like, Civil War. That's pretty much it. I do enjoy Marvel movies. Captain America Civil War is probably the best Marvel movie, followed by Winter Soldier, and then the first Avenger. So if you notice, I'm kind of a fan of the Captain America movies. But recently in the comics, it's been I don't know, they're doing like Steve Rogers, Captain America, number one. Because the 90s are repeating themselves in the comics industry for some odd reason. And relevancy is becoming a big thing again. Because we've got Red Skull being a proto Mr. Drumpf, I guess. Again, I haven't read the comic. I don't know anything about it other than it ends with Captain America himself revealing that he's been a Hydra agent this whole entire time. Punching Hitler in the mouth, Hydra agent. Exposing the weaknesses of S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything, exposing the American government as having, I believe this is a thing, exposing that the American government or S.H.I.E.L.D. or somebody was involved in 9/11, Hydra agent. He's been a Hydra agent this whole time. It's akin to what happened in, Civil War, where Bucky, the movie Civil War, where Bucky could be activated as a Hydra agent if you just say, Foxtrot, Yellow, Blue, House, Tree, Grass, Purple, Carpet. And then all of a sudden he's a Hydra agent. Or whatever. akin to that, Captain America has now been activated as a Hydra agent. And, I mean, yes, this is the first story of a comic book. There's obviously some huge underlining plot lines happening that are going to be resolved. And, oh, well, I was never a Hydra agent at all. Or something, you know, it's going to be resolved. But still, it's kind of just, it's just a Russo swerve. It is thus far the biggest Russo swerve of the century. That's considering that Russo was, you know, still booking wrestling this century. It's the biggest Russo swerve of the century. A Russo swerve, of course, is essentially the plot of Now You See Me. For whatever reason, that movie's getting a sequel. A Russo swerve is just a swerve, a plot twist, just for the sake of a plot twist. That's the end of Now You See Me, that little movie about magic or whatever, and ice. And hey, did you know that Mark Ruffalo, the FBI agent looking and trying to destroy these magicians, was also in on it? Wow, Russo swerve, boom. Captain America has been a Hydra agent this whole time. Wow, boom, whistle swerve. Now look, I don't have any other opinions on it other than that. It's obviously stupid. It's pointless, probably. It's probably a pointless commentary on our times. Of course, as you know, listening to this show, just listening to this show in particular, you should know that I'm no fan of Mr. Drumpf. But, no, he's not evil incarnate. As far as I know, he's just a horrible human being. And again, if Alex Jones didn't exist, and SJWs, if SJWs in particular didn't exist, and then Alex Jones didn't exist, Mr. Drumpf probably would be one of the worst human beings in the world. Then there's like Harry Reid and a whole bunch of other progressives. That's a tough call. Yeah. It goes probably SJWs, Alex Jones, then Mr. Drumpf, then Harry Reid. That's probably the order of horrible people in the world. Worst human beings on the planet of Earth. SJWs, Alex Jones, Mr. Drumpf, Harry Reid, something like that. Mr. Drumpf is easily worse than the biggest progressives in Washington, easily. Either way, stuffing's words, 760-539-3247. Hail Hydra. Hail Hydra. It's pretty much akin to, it was me, Austin. It was me all along. That scene in the little slideshow there. Or Batman saying, I shot my parents. ScreenRant.com released the 25 most hilarious Hail Hydra memes. That's where I got the Batman I shot my parents thing from. Mafu of Botchamania. That's where I got the it was me, Austin, from. Anyways. The thing is, this is like liberal existentialism? That's not the word, but it's close enough. Liberal existentialism. Liberal progressive just bullshit. I'm no fan of Mr. Trump, but he's not the Red Skull yet. Maybe when he becomes president, because more than likely that's what's going to happen. When he becomes president, maybe he will become the Red Skull. But apparently, you know, in the comic, the Red Skull goes on like some monologue. Yeah, the Mexicans suck and stuff, and I'm just quoting Mr. Trump at this point or whatever. Yeah, blah, blah, because liberal existentialism. God, what is the word that I'm looking for? Existentialism, liberal. Whatever. Just dumb, stupid things. Hail Hydra. Now, the thing that was awesome, one thing that was absolutely awesome in a Marvel movie, whether Disney or whoever, the Russo brothers knew it or not, and Russo brothers have nothing to do with a Russo swerve, just throwing that out there. Russo brothers, whoever, I don't know if they did this intentionally, but they proved the point of how ridiculous this notion of a Illuminati is. With all the Hydra agents that are infiltrating S.H.I.E.L.D. and blah, blah, blah. Everyone's whispering Hail Hydra in their ear, and it just exposed how ridiculous that the Illuminati theory truly is. Because, obviously, the Illuminati theory is pure ridiculousness. Yeah. That's about it, though. Hail Hydra, whatever. It's stupid. It's a Russo swerve. The whole X-Men billboard, that's just akin to what happened to the WWF Al Snow action figure in 1999. It's the same damn thing, just different. And, yeah, that's pretty much all for this half hour. Just after this break, I will be making a major announcement regarding the future of the Drunken Radio Network. You know, what you're listening to right now, you're on Blog Talk Radio. It has to do with the future of the Drunken Radio Network. It has to do with the future of RyansDrunk.com. And it has to do with all sorts of awesomeness that is coming up, but also lameness and shittiness at the same time. 760-539-3247. Or, of course, you can click on the Skype button to join in on the conversation. But, of course, just let me know what you'd like to talk about in the chat room first, all right? Tough things, words. More Harms His Way is coming at you just after, you know, all of this, right?
From Amazon, number 1,772,434th best-selling author, comes his long-awaited, unabashed sequel, The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read.
And the butchery begins.
With a brilliantly written foreword by Travis Bevan that is worth the price of purchase alone.
Now I have something I can work with.
For only $3.99, get the sequel to The Drunken Diaries. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read. Get it on your Kindle device today.
Yeah, bitch!
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte.
Megabyte.
The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm kind of a social media nerd. I'm also kind of a burglar. The couple that lives here posted online that they're out of town, so I'm turning su casa
into mi casa.
And if you share every detail of your life on social media, this could be you.
So get Allstate.
Where agents keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Mayhem is everywhere. Are you in good hands?
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Gangster Rapper Posse Member.
Mr. Gangster Rapper Posse Member.
Behind every great man, there is a woman. And behind that woman, 14 guys with sideways baseball caps and really baggy pants.
Those pants are giant.
What do you do when you have no talent whatsoever? Attach yourself to someone who does.
But here's a match,
gold tooth, check. Giant gold medallion, check. Royalties from record sales, no check.
Help a brother out.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Baron of the Brown Nose. Then crack open another 13 for the rest of the crew.
Mr. Gangster Rapper Posse Member.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now it is time for a major announcement. It's really been a long time coming, and it's very bittersweet. Now that the channel, this channel, actually kind of sort of starting to grow. And it's with a heavy heart but it's official. This time, for reals. The Drunken Radio Network will end by the conclusion of this month. We will be doing a show next week, the 74th episode of Harms' Way. And that's kind of going to be the end of normalcy. But there's a pretty big but here. The week afterwards, beginning on Monday, I believe it is the 20th. Let me double check. Monday the 20th, right? Yes, no, maybe so. Blah, 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 blah. Come on, come on. Monday the 20th of June, year of our Lord 2016 begins. The final week of Drunken Radio. That's right. The final week of Drunken Radio. Monday through Friday that week, I will be doing a show every single weekday. Monday will be a wrestling show. The Shootout with Ryan Harms, if you will. I will discuss everything wrestling awesomeness. Tuesday will be the show that's all about Batman. You can ask me your Batman questions. You can ask me anything you'd like. You can come and talk Batman, because Batman is my most favorite, most passionate subject here on the show, obviously. Wednesday will be the America edition. Just because the America edition was the very first, like, special edition radio show that I ever did. Unless you want to count, like, the second Ryan's Drunken Radio Show, where I did, like, conspiracy theory episode, whatever. Doesn't count. America was the first. It will be one of the last. Thursday will be the final episode of Harms' Way, followed by the return and the end of the Drunken Radio Show. Something that, as of right now, is cooking up to be something totally awesome. Which, I mean, this whole week is going to be awesome. I will be drunk for every single show. Yes, because this is the Drunken Radio Network, you should expect nothing less of me. And, yes, awesomeness will reign the final week of Drunken Radio, beginning June 20th, ending on June 24th, with the final Drunken Radio show. Again, Monday, the Shootout with Ryan Harms, a discussion about wrestling and awesomeness. Tuesday the 21st, a discussion about Batman, everything Batman. I am a Batman expert, a self-proclaimed Batman expert. So come prepared with questions. Ask me anything you'd like about Batman, and I will answer them off the top of my drunken head. Let's give background awesomeness, history, character, things. Amazing. Wednesday the 22nd will be the America edition, where I discuss everything America, the politics, the history, the future, awesomeness, America edition of the show. Amazing. Wednesday the 22nd. Thursday the 24th will be the final episode of Harms' Way with me, of course, your humble drunkard from afar. My name is Ryan Harms. Awesomeness. All that. And then finally, it ends just as it began. The Drunken Radio Show on Friday the 24th, year of our Lord, June 2016. So while this is a very bittersweet pill to swallow, while this channel is finally starting to grow again, it's also going to end. However, it's not going to be the last of me, obviously. You can still read the things that I write on RyansDrunk.com. You can still watch the RyansDrunk.com YouTube channel, where I think I'll begin doing podcasts there. And also on iTunes and other sorts of awesomeness coming soon. Just search RyansDrunk. One word, RyansDrunk on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. It's like the channel is like the first or second result that comes up. Right, it will be. It's called RyansDrunk.com. Subscribe, because awesomeness is on the way, even with the death, if you will, of this, the Drunken Radio Network. We are still going to be on the precipice of awesomeness. Take that to the fucking bank. The final week of Drunken Radio will be, hopefully, as far as everything is looking so far, it will be the best week of Drunken Radio. Stick around, man. And obviously, continue the channels. Follow me on Twitter. It's @Ryan_drunk. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/Ryan's Drunk. I just gave the YouTube link for the best way to find us on YouTube. Search for Ryan's Drunk, one word, RYANSDRUNK on YouTube. It's about the first result, first or second result. That comes up will be the channel. Subscribe, because so much awesomeness is coming, even with the death, as it were, of the Drunken Radio Network. The final week, prepare for some awesomeness, man. But for right now, we'll see you next week, everybody. Stay out of harm's way, of course, and I guess we'll end this show after that announcement and everything. We'll end this show with the intro that I made the first time it appeared as if the Drunken Radio Network was going to end, which was the end of 2013. This was the intro to the Century Club send-off of the Drunken Radio Show. Basically, it speaks for itself. This is what was on my heart the first time I felt, or it seemed as if the show was going to end and everything. But here we go, the Century Club send-off intro to lead us out of this show tonight. We'll see you next week, everybody. Stay out of Hans's way. Hello and welcome to Ryan's Drunken Radio. I am Ryan, the humble drunker from afar, something like that. I guess this is no longer Ryan's Drunken Radio or whatever, because this dickhole named Rich came along.
Welcome to the Drunken Radio Show with Ryan and Rich. Welcome to the Drunken Radio Show's Nightcap.
Going
to
be debuting two brand new segments to the Drunken Radio Show.
Drunken Radio Show's Batman of the Week.
The Drunken Radio Show presents the Gun of the Week.
You're the worst radio host ever.
You haven't really answered the question, so do it right now before I kill you, Marshall. What does DC do?
What do I think they should do and what they're going to do are two different things.
Then answer them
more along. Well, I was going to.
Hey, you know who we should really vote in 2016? Wiener Holder 2016.
Ben Affleck, the Batman. Why? I think we need congressional hearings on all this. Who decided Ben Affleck is Batman? Who did it? I want them in front of Congress testifying and need to answer for their crime against humanity.
We've got to become better people. That's how we fix America.
You're a piece of shit. Just fuck you. Just fuck you. Oprah fucking cunting Winfrey, this fucking cunt. He fucking came to America. But Jesus Christ, fuck you, America. Fuck you, Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus H. Christ, man. I truly love doing this. This is something that means the world to me.
This is the Century Club send-off to the Drunken Radio Show.
Get the Drunken Diary, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. Available exclusively on Kindle. for only $2.99. Wait, only $2.99?
You're goddamn right.
That's The Drunken Diaries, someone's drunken ramblings you don't want to read. On Kindle, buy it today. From Amazon, number 1,772,434th best-selling author, comes his long-awaited, unabashed sequel. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read.
And the butchery begins.
With a brilliantly written foreword by Travis Bevan that is worth the price of purchase alone.
Now I have something I can work with.
For only $3.99, get the sequel to The Drunken Diaries. The Drunken Diaries, Volume 2. More drunken ramblings you won't read. Get it on your Kindle device today.
Yeah, bitch!